And if it's news of the latest recordings to be added to the MSS catalogue, then you've come to the right place. For this is Organ First Radio. Before I unleash some of the exciting new pipe and electronic organ recording sounds, see if you can put a name to the first piece of music. I guarantee you'll know part of it, but how often have you heard the full version? Here's John Beazley at the Yamaha ELX1.
Thank you.
one of the most talented organists ever to turn his back on the organ scene. That was John Beazley and the full version of the BBC Television Songs of Praise theme tune, played without any sequencing or MIDI files, just two hands and 2 feet. John was, without doubt, one of the most exciting players to come into the electronic organ scene, and then, for whatever reason, he disappeared from it altogether. And so to the first of the new releases this month, the sound of which could not be more far removed from the Yamaha ELX1 that you've just heard. Back in the days when husband and wife team Les Paul and Mary Ford first sold millions of recordings with their innovative multi-tracking guitar and vocal releases, Walsall-born organist Harry Farmer was in the studio with the sound engineer by the name of John Taylor. By the crudest of techniques, compared that is with what can be achieved today, they hit on the idea of multi-tracking an ordinary Hammond organ. The idea was sold to Decca Records, and Harry Farmer became Chris Hamilton, with sounds such as this. Temptation Rag, just one of 54 historic recordings restored to perfection by one of the best guys in the business, namely Terry Hepworth, and all of which are contained on a new double CD from Rex Recordings titled Get Happy, a title that admirably sums up the entire content. It's a mixture of recordings by Harry Farmer, the multi-track ones under the name of Chris Hamilton, and the standard Hammond organ and rhythm group tracks under his own name. And I'll be returning to the CD later in today's show. But in the meantime, congratulations are in order to Phil Kelsall, who's just been awarded the MBE for services to music in the Queen's Birthday Honours List. This well-deserved honour recognises Phil's over 35 years of entertaining the public, all but two of them as principal resident organist at Blackpool Tower. During these years, Phil has also received professional recognition from the music industry itself, notably in the award of the coveted Gold Badge of the British Academy of Songwriters, Composers and Authors. Three of Phil's albums have received awards from the Music Retailers Association. But it was back in 1978 when he released his first LP, which I understand is now something of a collector's item. One of the medleys was devoted to the music of ABBA, ending with the tune which we now always associate with him. Turning back the clock to the days when Phil Kelsall made his debut LP on the famous Tower Wurlitzer, and both Man and Machine are still going strong to this day. The tunes, of course, were from ABBA, Fernando, Dancing Queen, and the one that Phil adopted as his signature tune, Thank You for the Music. My hope is that should the Opera House ever be the scene of another Royal Variety Show, that they'll allow Phil to play the fully restored Wurlitzer as part of the programme, in the same way that the late and great Reginald Dixon, himself the holder of the MBE, was allowed to do back in April 1955. Talking of the Opera House Wurlitzer, here's Sidney Torch at the very instrument, but this is way back in 1941. The tune is Only Forever. Forever, the great Sidney Torch, and one of the only two sides that he recorded at the Blackpool Opera House. In June, my wife and I went to a local organ club concert to hear that electronic keyboard bundle of musical energy, Dutch-born Dirk Jan Ranzijn, and in a concert which had something for everyone, he included this next number, Matrimony, which just happens to be on his latest CD, played on the Boehm organ. We'll be right back. Matrimony, made famous by Gilbert O'Sullivan, and it's a track taken from Dirk Jan Ranzine's latest CD, which is titled One Night Only. Full details of it are on the MSS web pages. Also with us at the concert were two people who are connected with the organ world in more ways than one, namely Daryl and Jean Lomas, respectively the treasurer and concert secretary of the North East Derbyshire Organ Society. And whenever he can be prized away from his business commitments, their son Anthony is one heck of a player, and believe me, I should know because I've worked with him on several occasions. He's a big fan of the late Mark Shakespeare and the Boehm range of organs, and one day, so he keeps telling me, he's going to release a new recording. In the meantime, from a pre-release copy that is fast gathering dust, let's enjoy Anthony Lomas at the Boehm organ with another number made famous by Gilbert O'Sullivan, who's Alone Again Naturally. Alone Again, Naturally, played there by Anthony Lomas. To bring the first part of this month's show to a close, it's a return to the Tower Ballroom to hear another track from a CD that organist David Lobban made, in which he combines an unspecified electronic organ or keyboard with the famous Tower Wurlitzer. A sound combination that seems to have appealed to a number of you who've written in asking for another track. Thank you. And that was David Lobban at the Tower Wurlitzer with some electronic extras and a medley of three real oldies named Old Man Sunshine, I'm Just a Vagabond Lover and Somebody's Wrong. A new recording by John Mann is always welcome, especially if it features him playing on pipes, which is precisely what John Mann at Folly Farm Wurlitzer does. The organ is the former Gaumont and Granada Studio Tours Manchester instrument, which is now installed at Folly Farm Adventure Park and Zoo, one of the top paid-for visitor attractions in Wales and winner of the Best Family Day Out in Pembrokeshire. Located near Tenby in the beautiful Pembrokeshire countryside, Folly Farm offers affordable fun days out for the whole family, and that includes concerts on special occasions on the beautiful Wurlitzer. Well, the honours went to John Mann to give the opening concert some months ago, and he's the first person to record it. Here then is a short extract from a medley titled Till the Clouds Roll By. John Mann. Thank you. Sunny, All the Things You Are, Who, and Old Man River. Four tunes extracted from a 9-minute medley titled Till the Clouds Roll By, and that was just one of 20 super tracks on this latest CD from John Mann. And listening to those sounds, which are a million miles away from what I remember the organ sounding like in the Gaumont Manchester, no wonder everyone is saying what a superb installation it is. Once again, full details of it are on our web pages. Back again to electronics and another recent CD from Dirk Jan Ranzine. This one is titled With Heart and Soul, and it finds this very talented Dutch artist giving his own interpretation and arrangement of the Neil Diamond number What a Beautiful Noise. Beautiful Noise, and beautifully played by Dirk Jan Ranzine. Well, as promised, another track from the double CD featuring the multi-talented Harry Farmer, although this time there's no multi-tracking, as we hear him on Hammond with a rhythm ensemble comprising of piano, guitar, drums, and occasionally a marimba player. Here's a delightful little tune simply called Thanks. Thank you. Banks, played by Harry Farmer with his rhythm ensemble. The long overdue release of tracks by this very famous organist, a timeless selection of his output from the early LP recording days. Another recording that I very much enjoyed in recent months is that by Japanese organist Yuri Tachibana. The unusual series is titled Organ Chat, and from Volume 2, let's join Yuri on a brief but enchanting trip to Paris. Sous la Ciel de Paris, played by Yuri Tachibana. In recent years, as many of the early recordings become free of copyright, various companies have released compilation theatre organ recordings. The trouble seems to be that none of them bother to find out what the others have released, and so you find that many of the tracks are appearing as much as 4 or 5 times on different labels. Such is the case with a number of tracks on Gems of the Cinema Organ on the Bygone Days series on the Delta Leisure Group label. Of the 25 tracks, there are only about half a dozen that are appearing for the very first time. I'm pretty sure one of them is the one you're about to hear, played by Edward O. Henry on the small Madame Tussauds Wurlitzer organ, and one which is redolent of those days when audiences were invited to watch the bouncing ball. Thank you. The Bouncing Ball, a little novelty number of Days Gone By, played by Edward O'Henry at the Wurlitzer. The other thing about this compilation is that historic recordings, such as the famous duet for two cinema organs, which the artists recorded onto two sides of a 78 RPM disc, have been reduced to only side B. Hence, you only get the finale of the recording of the Light Cavalry Overture, and other tracks are incomplete too. There really is no excuse for these omissions, and if it's done because one side is faulty or beyond cleaning up, then don't just use the remaining good side, choose something else, or leave it off altogether. Simples. The nice thing about Organ First Radio is that I get to make lots of new friends, and a number of them come from the United States, where they really enjoy their organ music scene. Jim Titus sent me a couple of tracks from a long-ago deleted LP by con organ demonstrator artist Jack Wants, who sadly passed away when he was only 38 years of age. Jack also served his musical apprenticeship by playing the huge 31-rank pipe organ in the Stanton Theatre, Baltimore, until the theatre was demolished in 1965. He also had the honour of playing in the White House for President Dwight Eisenhower and his wife Mamie. So, on an unspecified con organ, here is Jack Wants with a tune that goes back to 1924, titled How Come You Do Me Like You Do Do Do. Come You Do Me Like You Do Do Do, played by the late Jack Wants, and thanks to Jim Titus in the United States for sharing that with us. Request time again, and once again it's another Jim, but this one is Jim Wilson in Fort Myers in Florida, and he asks for the famous recording of George Wright's called Roller Coaster. Well, I just happen to have one of the original American stereo LPs on which that first appeared, and to my mind, that pressing is far more superior to any of those that made it over to England on other labels. So, here's George Wright taking us all on a very thrilling journey, one that was responsible for a huge surge of interest in the theatre pipe organ. Late and great George Wright and Roller Coaster. Okay, so it's time to bring the show to a close for the month of August, and taking us out on a very lively 40s swing band style with a few jazz variations thrown in for good measure, here's Paul Carino at the 4-manual 22-rank Robert Morton organ in the Orpheum Theatre, San Francisco. The tune? The Gypsy in My Soul. Thank you. rousing end to this month's programme, the Robert Morton organ in the hands of Paul Carino and The Gypsy in My Soul. And that's it until any time that you care to join me in the month of September. Who knows what goodies I'll have in store for you, so please join me and find out. And in the meantime, if you're enjoying a well-earned holiday, then I hope wherever you are that the weather is kind to you. From yours truly, Alan Ashton, bye for now.
Organ First Radio is produced and presented by Alan Ashton, with technical direction by Ian King.